Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the We and Me podcast. This is Erica with you today. Thanks for joining us. I wanted to use this week's episode to discuss some of the regularly asked questions that we get. I'm in a very weird and somewhat harsh mindset today, so I need you to keep that in mind as you listen to the episode and bear with me as we move forward. So I have a little list here of different questions that we get asked pretty regularly, and I'm just going to kind of go through them and discuss them as I go. And just so people are aware, some of these questions are from when we did the Living DID course, and many of them are from when we've spoken to different community leaders as well as the CPD. And then these are just kind of your standard questions that we get messaged to us on Twitter or via our blog email. As always, if you have questions or concerns or comments, if you'd like to suggest somebody as a guest of the show, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Our contact email is theweandmeblog@gmail.com. And I'll put information and stuff like that in the description box below. Additionally, I will have a few links in the description box so you can kind of view some of these different resources that I might be mentioning as we move forward. Our regular listeners and people who follow me on Twitter, @TheWeAndMe, you guys will know that I am married. At least the majority of you probably do, because I do discuss some things pertaining to my day-to-day life on our Twitter feed. Excuse me, I am losing my voice today, so pardon the frogginess that goes in and out. My voice is something that does agitate me, and that's something that it's annoying, but I'm going to use that to lead into some of the questions that I do get asked about my physical body. And one of those things is the differences in my parts and how they utilize my body. Because when we've done these Living DID talks over the years, and then when we've done these different speaking engagements in general, one thing that people always ask is about my physical body and any physical health things and that sort of thing, because I do discuss that I'm a diabetic as well as other physical problems that I have, but not all of my parts are aware of that. And that is one of the questions that people often ask is, well, how does that work then? It's difficult. If you need to take insulin to remain alive and you are unaware of that, that causes problems. I was in and out of the hospital dozens of times in high school alone. In my freshman year, I think I missed almost half the days of school. It was over 100, I know that. And more often than not, it was because of diabetes. There's regular illness that occurs, but typically it was because of being diabetic and some of my parts not being aware of that. And that was one of the really big issues for me at that point in my life, which I'll be perfectly blunt here because most of you know that I don't mix my words. In high school, obviously, I wasn't aware that I had DID either. I knew that I kept missing large portions of time and that sort of thing. And I do have glimpses of high school, but mostly they are of our friend Jessie at @DelibObtuse on Twitter. You've probably heard us talk about her. She's been a guest on the episode of the podcast. We are going to have her back because a lot of people really liked her episode and they liked her voice. So we will be having Jessie back probably in the summer, maybe later in the year. I'm not positive. So you can just kind of stay tuned for that. However, she is someone that consumes most of my memories from high school, because if you were to ask me who I was with, I would say, well, I was with Jessie all the time. People use all the time. Well, all the time. And it's very strange for me because there are several different groups of people that I hung out with in high school all the time. It's very strange because they themselves have used. I still speak with some of them. Some actually are still friends. And those of you in the DID community, you might be aware of one of the people that I'm talking about. Her name's April. And I know that she's trying to learn more. She's actually in college right now and taking a psychology course. As many of you probably know, you've seen us talking to our friend April, and then those of you in the DID community, and I don't mean April, that friend of ours in Canada who lives with DID, I'm talking about a friend April that we went to high school with. I do have some memories of her. Her husband now, they were high school sweethearts. these are some of the people that I've known since high school. And actually, April, I met very, very close to the time I met Jesse in junior high school when we first moved from Chicago to the suburbs. So something about that is April and that group of people would also explain to you that, well, we were together all the time. Kind of. But the mind is interesting. The brain is interesting. The way certain things and time specifically gets fuzzy over time. It's just strange because we were, by societal definition, we were together all the time. Unless one of my parts was back in Chicago, or unless we were staying at a relative's house in Wisconsin, or unless we were in Florida, or unless we were in one of the many other places we could have been found, or we just wanted to be by ourselves. And Stevie went to a coffee shop in the middle of the afternoon instead of going to school, or we went to the pool hall instead of going to school, or pick a thing. So it's just very tricky. And before I get lost and obsessed with that thought process, I'm going to just interrupt myself and move on. So April has not yet been a guest of the podcast, this friend of ours from high school, but I am going to be extending an offer to her to see if she'll come on and kind of chat in a similar conversation style, the way that I do with a lot of people. But I think with April, it would be an interesting conversation because she just doesn't know my parts in the way that Jesse does. And that's not anything against April. That's just the way things worked out in life. I think a lot of it, too, is that some of my parts wanted to protect April from certain things. That doesn't mean it's untrue for Jesse. They definitely wanted to protect Jesse from certain things as well. But it was different in the way that we interacted. I was closer to Jesse. I spoke with Jesse more than I spoke with some of these other people. And I mean, that's true for a lot of different things because like Jinx, she had a lot of her own friends in high school. Bob had a lot of her own friends in high school. And some of these people are specifically more like Bob's group of friends. Stevie certainly was friends with some of them. However, she also had a completely separate, different group of friends. So it gets very complicated because that's something too that I've actually written about, and we'll probably be doing a Wee Reads episode of some of those posts and some of those different journal entries that we wrote about, because I've had a lot of psychologists actually, and then people living with DID, because I always talk about the benefits of journaling if you have DID or a dissociative disorder in general, because time gets tricky and memory gets tricky. So if you write some of these things down, that can be very beneficial to you. Some of these different journal entries that we have, because I have journals like still in my possession today that were from like 20 years ago when I was a kid. And some of this is very interesting. Yes, because that's another question that I get asked is, well, do they all have different handwritings and mannerisms and that sort of thing? Because yes, they do. The majority of my parts write differently than I do. That doesn't mean that the majority of them write. They don't really. But if they were to, then you do see a difference. The reason that I know that is because in therapy, I had kind of discussed some of that with our psychologist as well as with some of my parts. Like, okay, so what do you, and I just did it simply. I had them like write my name and then I had them write some quote or something like that. And I think I only had like four or five of them do it at the time, or only four or five agreed to do it at the time. I'm not exactly positive of how that shook out, but I do see differences in their handwriting, especially now that we have that. I mean, we've had it for years, but we have this binder that we all kind of write in. I probably write the least in it, and that's just because I have a different journal that I prefer. It's just simple preference. I like the pages and texture of the pages in the other journal more than I like just using a simple loose leaf paper that you would put into a binder, because it's a literal binder. They have like a bunch of their sketches and doodles and artwork and all that sort of thing in there. And that's another question that we do get asked, because anyone who follows us on Twitter or has seen the blog, they've seen some of our artwork. Yes, it is quite different. And an easy example of that is Toon. She's my 10.5-year-old part. And again, through therapy, I've come to realize that her more distinct purpose is joy. People just like her. People find her an endearing child. And that was obviously, at least obvious to me, far more useful when I was, in fact, a child. So she just makes sense to me. However, I don't know that I find any other part in my system more agitating than Toon, because I just don't think in the way that she does and the way that she feels, because she is very, very childlike. She's 10.5 years old, but she's very much a child. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't have a purpose or doesn't have talents in different things. And that sort of, I think that's sort of another piece that's important to point out to people, is because there's often this is just another one of those conversations and questions that I have pretty regularly, is that there is just this misunderstanding about age with some parts and that sort of thing, because Toon is 10.5 years old, but she's not a little. She's a protector, because I'm 31 years old now, but I wasn't when I developed DID. And people, I think, have a hard time distinguishing that. I think people struggle to differentiate between who they're speaking to now, me, the 31, almost 32-year-old woman, and not thinking about where the DID came from. Like when my brain was developing DID and how that came to be and why that came to be and when and where and et cetera. So I think that that's something that's just important to discuss a little bit. And of course, if you have questions, you can always reach out to us at the We and Me or the We and Me blog at gmail.com. And again, I apologize. I know that our website is down. We are rearranging things and reconnecting certain things. Additionally, I didn't have the money right now to re-up that, so we just took the time. We decided that instead of struggling for a few weeks by paying out that fee for the website hosting, we just decided to take the opportunity to revamp everything that we had been planning on doing since, well, before we started the podcast. I wanted it to be linked and synced and stuff like that, but Stevie got busy with certain things because, as most of you know, and again, I know Jinx mocks me, I've heard the ad that she did. She's not kidding. I'm not very technologically sound. They do, in fact, set up my microphone for me because I just don't, my brain doesn't connect in that way. I'm not entirely sure why, but technology is just not my thing. I think it's great. I think it's helpful for a lot of people. I think it actually helps us in many different ways, but I'm not interested. I think what it is that I'm not interested enough to try and learn it. I've said it before jokingly, and I'll say it again. I have a part for that. So moving on. I know I'm going to be jumping around here because this was just something that interested me. Additionally, I know that a lot of you had reached out. There was quite a few messages that we had gotten about this particular type of episode, so we decided to do one now. Another thing that I get asked a lot about, and some of it is extremely intrusive, It doesn't bother us, it doesn't trigger us in a negative way or anything like that, but I get a lot of different questions on, more specifically on Twitter, and I'm not sure why, but I'm just curious. I think it's just because we're more engaged on Twitter than other social media platforms, but I get asked a lot about my marriage because of different things that I've written for people who've been following us along on the blog or following us on Twitter for several years. They probably are a little bit more aware of the function of my relationship with Sean, as well as Jinx's relationship with Sean. I want to be very clear, because again, I don't mix my words. We are not in a poly relationship. I find that very strange to define it that way when more than one part internally is dating somebody externally or married or whatever. I suppose by definition, you could call it that, but I just find it strange to call it that. And that's just my personal preference. So moving on. People often ask about Sean and about our relationship and that sort of thing. And I don't mind addressing those questions, but some of the questions that you would do well not to ask somebody, and I don't even mean just me, because it doesn't bother me. I'm more blunt, I guess, and it doesn't negatively impact me, though I do know that it causes some discomfort for a few of my parts, but they just, you know, run. People have asked how intimacy works, right? Sex. People have asked that. And I'm, well, okay. Well, how does your sex life work, first of all? Because that tends to be where Jinx goes with this. I'm trying to get her to step back because I can feel her right now, because she finds it amusing that people get so wrapped up in that. I get it. It's probably interesting to some people, but I don't particularly find it that interesting. So she'll typically ask them right back, well, how does your sex life work? And then they realize their faux pas. So they kind of backstep a little bit and then like, sorry, I didn't mean for it to sound the way it did, whatever. It doesn't, again, it doesn't bother me. But, and it certainly doesn't bother Jinx. Because she more so is amused by the idiosyncrasies. Thank you. Step back. She's more so amused by the idiosyncrasies of people and their social behaviors and interactions, because people have, like, balls of steel on the internet. But face-to-face, they are so much more reserved and uncomfortable than that. And it's just interesting to her. Sorry. She actually can't say the word idiosyncrasy, and it just pissed her off, so she stepped back so I could say it properly. That I might leave in the episode just because that's an example. That's kind of one of the perfect examples of co-consciousness. I know all sorts of different people struggle with saying different words and different things, and this speaks to some of the differences within our language and within our mannerisms and the way we utilize my body as well as my brain. Because Jinx is not what you would call particularly well-read, she's certainly not stupid by any stretch of the imagination. But she does not have as large a vocabulary as I do, or TLO for that matter. I do apologize. I know I'm mentioning these different parts and I can't send you to my blog to look at who they are and that sort of thing right now. I will link our blog at a later date in the description box below, so then you can kind of see who I'm talking about here, because there are descriptions of the parts that I'm mentioning right now on our blog, theweandme.com. But it's just not up and running yet, so hopefully mid-end of April we will have that back. Anyway, talking about some of the different speech patterns that people have, because all people have a different speech pattern, people utilize their mouths differently. Everybody has, generally speaking, everybody has a tongue, everybody has a throat, everybody has a voice box, everybody has teeth and lips, but they're varying sizes, spaces, widths, and you learn to utilize those things differently in what you have. Additionally, there's different tones of voice. I can actually change the tone of my voice just like any other person. I just simply don't, unless it's warranted. And yes, that is, for me, that's more so a conscious choice. Like, if I am aware that the dogs are misbehaving, I will raise my voice because it gets their attention. If I see somebody that I know, I am very much aware that if I raise my voice because they're far away, they'll be able to hear me. If I am in a library, I will lower my voice. And these are just a few basic examples, but I'm pointing these out because these are things that I've actually been asked. And it just made me think a little bit further about some of these things, because it comes down to certain choices, right? We all make different choices in life, unless you live by the assumption that there's no such thing as free will, which I don't. And that's just because of the life that I've lived, the life that we lived. So that just doesn't make sense to me. And again, that's another one of those things that I will get lost in. So we're going to move on. Back to Sean. A lot of people ask how the relationship works. How does he get along with my parts? Does he have a relationship with each of them in varying degrees? Is he romantically involved with all of my parts? Which, no, that would be gross. And I think that particular question just comes from a lack of understanding, because they are very much children. This is not me in a childlike or little, quote-unquote, mindset. That question I actually had in varying degrees when we first interviewed Brittany for the blog. I think that's a couple years ago now. And that question came up again after we had her as a guest on the podcast. For those who don't know, Brittany is a BDSM educator, but she also lives with BPD, borderline personality disorder. So we did a discussion on the podcast speaking about some of the similarities and differences there. And I did get quite a few emails from different clinicians on that, saying that that helped them kind of see some of the differences and then hear some of the differences, right? Because I live with DAD and she lives with BPD. It kind of helped people differentiate and hear some of the differences, yet some of the similarities and how they can differentiate between the two. Point being is that after she had been on the blog and then again the podcast more recently, there's different things that people had asked because of the BDSM community. People had asked about poly and that type of relationship, and if I have that type of relationship with my husband, to where he also has a relationship with Jinx, I just simply don't define it that way, but I guess you could if you wanted to. It's not really how we define it. In fact, he makes a joke every once in a while that I'm his wife and then Jinx is his side chick because he just thinks it's funny because it irritates Jinx. Because without Jinx, we wouldn't be married. And that's a whole other separate thing that I'm not going to get into today. As far as relationships and how they work, I do know many systems who are poly, to where different members and different system members will want to have different partners, specifically romantic partners. For us, it just didn't shake out that way. Now, when I was younger, some of my parts were in poly relationships, but that just became too complicated because the majority of my parts have no desire to have a romantic partner. It just doesn't interest them. For whatever reason, I'm certain, like I know, that there are varying reasons for that. One, of course, being age. But another is just they just don't have that interest. Minnie is a perfect example of that. Sean is not Minnie's husband. Minnie looks at us as her children. So Sean is now, by marriage, her son. Her son-in-law. It's very strange, but Minnie is a little strange, and I will be doing episodes in the future because that's something else that people have asked a lot. If I'm going to do different episodes on some of my different parts and talk about some of where they came from, why they exist, and then how they came to be and that sort of thing and the functionality of it, because for my system, there are a couple parts that I do know where they came to be. And that's just from working in therapy and finding certain triggers and that sort of thing, and then working through those triggers. So we will be doing episodes in the future on some of my different parts. It's likely that you'll hear from some of them. It just depends on the part, because Bob, for those of you who know, she has a severe stutter. She likely won't do an episode. She doesn't like to speak. But as many of you probably already know, unless you're newer to finding us, Bob's the one who writes a lot because her severe stutter, she obviously doesn't stutter when she writes. That is something that you can look forward to. But my guess is that Jinx would have no problem doing an episode and talking to people because she's done several already. And then there's a few others who likely wouldn't either. Anger also wouldn't, but that is probably going to have to come with a very big trigger warning. Anger's episode, just because of her very, very explicit language and way she speaks. She can be frightening. Her voice alone can be frightening. So we're going to consider that and work on it and try and figure out a way that can be worked out. Pressing on, though. A lot of people have asked about school situations, and then because I've talked some about friendships, and then we do have an episode specifically on friendship that we did with Jesse, and so you can go look that up here on Apple or Spotify or what was the name, Podbean, somebody told me that they listened to and subscribed, Stitcher, obviously Anchor. You can find us across all these different podcasting platforms, which was exciting. So don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Because that definitely helps us. That gives us a better idea of what people like. And then you can also like individual episodes on certain platforms. And then don't forget to leave a review because, it helps us understand what you're liking, what you're not liking. And as always, you can email us at the email that I've listed, and then you can check in the description box below. I'll put our contact down in there. So we talked a little bit about relationships, different types, friendships, and then romantic relationships. And then I am going to do an episode in the future specifically on romantic relationships, because I know that that is a really big question that we get asked about a lot. I will be discussing some of that. So something interesting did happen the other day, and, take the phrasing the other day with a grain of salt, because I actually am not 100% certain when this occurred. I'm fairly sure that it was a couple months ago now, but someone that I'll say my parts, dated years and years ago. I think we were still around like 18, 19 years old when they first met him and then dated him briefly, and then I think Jinx dated him again, and I cannot share specifically why some of those things occurred at this moment, because she hasn't given me permission to do so. the very personal nature of certain things that had occurred at the time when we were around 19, 20 years old. If you've read our blog, you probably know what I'm talking about. I just don't want to put that in this episode because I haven't given proper trigger warnings for that. And I don't necessarily want to go into that in this episode. So I'm not going to put the trigger warning on it because I won't be discussing it right now. So I'm going to try and reach out to him again. I haven't spoken to him in a little while. But apparently one of my he has a podcast as well. I guess it's a comedy cast. And somebody in the DID community had actually shared it with us, which was just strange and random, but they said, they're like, hey, I think they said Stevie. I think Stevie's going to like this. And it's funny, it's stupid, it's amusing, so I think she might like it. I was like, oh, okay, I'll tell her. And then when Jinx heard the voice, she started laughing because she's like, I know who that is. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, we dated him. I was like, oh, okay. So apparently they had like retweeted it or something like that. And then he had messaged us saying, wow, hi, I haven't talked to you in forever. I didn't know that you actually listened to the podcast. And then, you know, he found her. Because if you're on our Twitter page, you can obviously see our blog and you can see that what I discuss, which was something that he did not know when we dated. And again, I don't really remember him. I know his face. I know his voice now, but if I hadn't heard the podcast that he does with a friend of his, then I don't think I would have been able to recognize his voice. It's very strange, but it's very true because that is something else. I point this out because that helps me kind of explain some of the different things with people when they talk about, well, how could you not remember that? That was like a year of your life, or that was whatever the example that they're giving is. And I just explain, it's like, well, that's because it wasn't me, unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever the case may be. But there were just certain things going on at that time. And my knowledge of this particular relationship is that Jinx just didn't want to be alone. She was having a really hard time. And he was simple and kind. And I don't mean that in a like condescending way. I just mean it in a literal way. He's simple and kind. But there were all sorts of different complications. Additionally, he is not someone that we were in a poly relationship with. I just want to express that, just to explain that before I get questions about that. No. When we had spoken, he kind of adapted, and it was interesting to me. It was just interesting to me because I don't know how people will react to something like this, especially if one of my parts, one or more of them, had dated somebody, him, her, whomever. I don't know how that person would react. One additional reason is because I don't know the person very well or at all in this particular case. I had like glimpses of him in my memory, but no real knowledge of who he was. And he actually had, I asked him a few questions because of different things that came up in therapy and because of my knowledge of the time frame when they dated. I asked him a few different things and he was able to explain a couple things to me and I was like, oh, okay, so that's pretty wild that did happen. Then he's like, yeah, I was there. I was like, oh, okay. So that's interesting. So we kind of discussed that a little bit, but in the future, I do want to ask him to come on an episode of the podcast because I think that would be really interesting. I don't know if he would be comfortable with it, and I would certainly understand his discomfort in that, but I am curious. So we'll see. And if not, then that's fine too. It's entirely his choice. So moving on from there, I get asked so many different questions. It's difficult to explain all of them in a singular episode. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to break this up into a series. And I want to come back to relationships. I want to come back at a later time to my physical body. I want to come back at a later time to some of these different topics that I've discussed in this episode and expand upon them. When we started doing the Living DID talks, I wasn't sure how that would play out, how that was going to go. Additionally, neither were my parts, my system as a whole. There was a lot of nervousness about that because, as most of you know now, we were speaking directly to psychologists. And there really isn't a much more triggering environment for my system than a room full of doctors. But we felt it was important to do, and we finally did find our psychologist, which is another reason why we began doing it, because some of you know, if you follow us on Twitter, we discuss some of the major problems with how we've done things and how long it took to actually find help. I believe that this would be best suited to individual episodes. I will likely be doing that once a month now over the next few months, so stay tuned for that, guys. And then talking just a little bit about some of the regular questions that we get asked from doctors is, and people in general, is how is it that nobody ever noticed? Well, that's not entirely true. There were people who noticed. In high school, it was an ongoing joke with a few of our friends that I'm not me today, or it's like I have multiple personalities. No kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke that ran for many, many years. Are you you today? Is it safe to hug you today? Is it okay to talk about this today? All manner of these different things and these different types of questions have been asked, and it gets complicated because I understand where some of these questions came from. Now, additionally, all of these different types of rumors, like in high school, for example, I heard different things about myself from people that I knew very well. Very rarely was it Jessie, because as even Jessie discussed in the episode that she came on, we talked a little bit about how it wouldn't have made sense to her when people said stuff like that, because she knew me. She says, well, what are you talking about? Well, no, she doesn't particularly like to be, like, overly affectionate or touched, but, like, she's not going, what are you talking about? It confused her because she knew me. As years went on, she began to know some of my parts far more, but at that time, when people would say something like that, it just didn't make sense to her. And that, I think, is one of the tricky pieces of it, is understanding that there were things that people noticed, but if you don't have the language, then what do you do about it? Additionally, people that you're with often, like people you're around regularly, they notice things. Because if you do something or say something completely out of character for who you are as a person, then your friends, for example, are going to notice it. Jinx's friends noticed things, Stevie's friends noticed things. My friends did as well. They just didn't know what to do with it. Bob's friends did as well, because some of those things, like, it's like you have multiple personalities, it was said across the board by most people. And it's very strange to think about, but it is very true. And, you know, being kids are just a little more adaptive in different things. Additionally, we hid a lot from people. By the time I was a teenager as well, certain things were far different. Our main abuser was no longer around. We dealt with a lot of different adversities. I'll say it that way. But the main abusers were no longer in our life. The main one, the one that I attribute to us, my having DID, was out of state. And then the secondary was also out of state. And there were all sorts of different complications and intricacies within this, and that, of course, caused a lot of agitation and problems and certain things, so it was just complicated. But DID tends to come from complication. But to be perfectly blunt, a lot of people fucking didn't want to see shit. They didn't want to see problems that I was having, or that their child, for example, or their niece, for example, or their child's friend was having. They did what they could, I suppose. In some instances, it's true, they did. And some of our closer friends, their parents are a perfect example of that. One in particular, her mother passed away, but I can vividly remember sitting in their kitchen, in their apartment, and, like, just not feeling well, and she was asking if I was okay, and I explained, I don't really know, I feel really hungry. And they were not particularly well off, but she went to her cupboard, and she gave me, like, their last Pop-Tart, and they didn't have food in the cabinets, and she just... That stuck out to us because it was a Pop-Tart, by the way. That stands out to us. I can feel Jinx right now. And that piece stands out to us because that's what she ate a lot. So she gave us her last meal that she had for the day until payday, which who knows how long that would be until they could do it again. I'm just rambling now. And we will be talking more about some of these things in future episodes. So thanks again, everybody, for listening. I'm going to cut it off here because if I keep talking, I'm just going to continue to ramble. And that doesn't serve anybody well. So as I said, stay tuned for future episodes where we'll be doing this series monthly. I'll be breaking down more of these different questions that I get asked. I'll be breaking down more of the answers and going more in depth about relationships, about sexuality, about physical ailments coupled with DID. I'll be going more in depth about all of these different things. So thanks again for listening to the We and Me podcast. Again, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also go to anchor.com/the We and Me and click that support button. You can do like $1, $5, something like that. Every little bit helps. We really appreciate all of our listeners. And have a great day, guys. We'll see you next time.
I have my own rogue gallery, I ain't no Batman in disguise. I have a tragic story and some people I despise. I have my villains, names and shadow and the sides that will ensue. I have a history so hollow and a story to tell you. Eventually, our hero boy, he forgets and breaks away. His mind wasn't meant for this, he's lying, he ain't okay. Eventually, our hero boy, he'll forget he has a soul. And eventually, our hero boy, his heart will take the toll. Eventually, our hero boy will take what he has known. He'll use his newfound strengths to let you know you're not alone. Smile again, getting there was quite a bend, but he's okay now.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the We and Me podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you're listening on if you enjoy the show. Big thanks to Adam from Compulsive Inc. This is his original song, Rogue. Adam is a member of the DID community that reached out to us via Stevie's Call for Musicians on Twitter. So go check out Compulsive Inc. on YouTube via the link in the description box below. Thanks again for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Bye.